1-133-5833.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Salad blues, baby, ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said one, got the salad, two, got the blues, three, to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby, ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. Let's have a fresh salad.
Now then, everybody, welcome to the show. As you know, we have some news bits coming up for you right now. Some great news items, okay, to keep our, you know, our general knowledge in shape on current affairs. Now, what else do we have for you today? We have Grammar Point. Alan Parsons will be working with us, okay. So he'll be with us for the, you know, the second half of the program today. First of all, Grammar Point indirect questions, because people make some mistakes with indirect questions. Alan will be here with a masterclass on indirect questions. Plus, he'll be teaching us some expressions and express yourself. Expressions with hat. Can you think of any expressions with hat? So it could be sombrero, no hat. Well, there are different ways you can say hat. So some expressions with hat on the program, and also some music. Could there be any songs with hats? So that's coming up. But first of all, let's have a little look at our first conundrum. Are you ready? Here it is. We need to get blank with the job blank hand. We need to get blank. Ah, you know, actually, this was going to be a triple whammy. Okay, but I think I just revealed it, didn't I? Did I already say that or not? Anyway, we need to get blank blank the job blank hand. I think, you know, one of those prepositions might have slipped out. But anyway, okay, that's our first conundrum of the day. We should reveal the answer at the end of the first half hour. So here's again. We need to get blank blank the job at hand. So let's try and find some logical prepositions to fit in and make sense in this situation. Stay tuned for that. Now it's time for Salad News Bits. Now then, are you ready, salad listeners? Here comes our first headline of the day. Platinum Jubilee concert Diana Ross and Queen to perform for the Queen. Okay, so Platinum Jubilee Concert. Diana Ross and Queen to perform for the Queen. That's right. So there you have it. Yes, so the Queen's Jubilee Concert is coming up. It's a Platinum Jubilee. And there's going to be a big concert with lots of people playing. So Diana Ross and Queen, very appropriately, will be performing for the Queen. We're going over live to London, where we have Simon Hallow. Simon, please give us some more information on this Platinum Jubilee concert.
Yes, right, Dave. So Diana Ross, Queen and Adam Lambert, Duran Duran and Sir Rod Stewart will perform at a star-studded concert to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
Okay. So you're thinking, well, Queen, obviously, you know, without Freddie Mercury, but it's true, they do play some concerts with Adam Lambert, you know, who steps in, who fills Freddie Mercury's shoes. So it's Queen and Adam Lambert. So Adam Lambert's going to be singing. Diana Ross, Duran Duran, and Sir Rod Stewart. Okay. They'll perform at a star-studded concert to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Now, star-studded. Yener yesterday, as we can say, star-studded.
Yes, that's right. So, Alicia Keys, Hans Zimmer, Mabel, and Eurovision singer Sam Ryder will also appear in front of Buckingham Palace. Now, the Platinum Party at the Palace will be watched by 22,000 people live, and will be broadcast on BBC One on the 4th of June. Now, Queen guitarist Brian May will return 20 years after he famously performed on the palace roof for the Golden Jubilee.
Okay, so a big concert. 22,000 people can see it live. It'll be broadcast on the BBC. So 20 years ago, Brian May, as you know, the Queen guitarist, he performed on the roof of Buckingham Palace for the Golden Jubilee. So Queen, you know, on the roof of the Queen. There we go.
Yes, that's right. So Queen will be performing. Now, the legendary pop group, or rock group, if you like, and their frontman, Lambert, will open the concert to mark the monarch's 70 years on the throne.
So it's a Platinum Jubilee to mark 70 years on the throne.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So Brian May, the Queen guitarist, hinted that he may pop up in an unexpected location this time, saying in a statement, "There was a moment when I wondered, you know, after, you know, Buckingham Palace roof, you know, where can you go? Well, you will see."
I see. So Brian May, 20 years ago in the Golden Jubilee, performed on the roof of Buckingham Palace. So he was thinking, you know, he was wondering, preguntándose, wondering, you know, where can I go now? So you will see. Well, I'm sure, you know, in the salad, we can report on this in June next month.
Now the show will be closed by veteran soul singer Diana Ross, who said she was absolutely delighted to receive an invitation to perform on such a momentous and historic occasion. So other musicians on the bill include Craig David, Elbow, Jax Jones, Celeste, Andrea Bocelli, Nile Rodgers. Sir Elton John will also take part, although his performance will be pre-recorded because he's currently on a European tour.
Ah, so yes, many other people, many other musicians, okay, from all around the world will be performing, including Elton John. He'll have to pre-record his because he's on European tour.
In addition to the musical performances, there will be appearances from film, TV and sports stars, such as Sir David Attenborough, David Beckham, Stephen Fry, Dame Julie Andrews. Some will be there in person, and others will be, you know, on the screen, you know, broadcast. Now, yes, I spoke to my contact at the BBC, who said the evening would pivot around global themes that have been born or evolved during the breadth of Her Majesty's reign. Now, those themes include fashion, sport, the environment, and pop music, and musicals from the last 70 years.
Okay, so it's not just music. So many other people will be there. And talking about, you know, lots of different topics that have evolved during the breadth, okay, or the length, if you like, the breadth, you know, of her reign, su reinado, her reign, you know, from the last 70 years. It could be fashion, sport, the environment, music, musicals, whatever. There'll be, a whole wonderful array, un amplia gamma, a wonderful array of different activities.
Yes, so composers Andrew Lloyd Webber and Lin-Manuel Miranda will help celebrate musicals, as will the cast of The Phantom of the Opera, Hamilton 6, The Lion King, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Now, the concert will be one of the centerpieces of the Jubilee celebrations, which will take place over a festive four-day bank holiday weekend in June. Now, other events will include a carnival pageant on the streets of London, featuring performances by Ed Sheeran and Sir Cliff Richard, while the weekend will also see Jubilee lunches and the lighting of beacons across the world. So, the 2.5-hour platinum concert will feature three stages and 3D projections across the face of the palace. So it's going to be one hell of an event, an amazing event. Now, Diana Ross's performance at the event will kick off a series of live UK concerts, including a slot at Glastonbury Festival on the 26th of June. So, in a statement, the singer said, and I'm talking about Diana Ross here, "I have had the honour of meeting the Queen many times throughout my life, including when I was with my family. Her Majesty has and continues to be such an incredible inspiration to so many across the world." Now, yes, Kirsty Young and Roman Kemp will host live coverage of the concert, which will be broadcast on BBC One, the iPlayer, and Radio 2. Now, of the 22,000 attendees, 10,000 received tickets in a public ballot, while more than 7,500 tickets have been given away to key workers, members of the armed forces, volunteers, and charities.
Okay, so a huge event, you know, with a star-studded event, you know, covering many topics, not only music. So that's interesting. There'll be 22,000 tickets, basically. Attendees, if you like. 10,000 received tickets in a public ballot. Un sorteo, maybe, a draw, if you like. And 7,500 tickets have been given away to key workers, members of the armed forces, and volunteers and charities, which is a good thing. So, you know, people who are, you know, who have key jobs or are doing their best to keep things going.
Yes, that's right. So the Platinum Jubilee Concert, Diana Ross and the Queen to perform for the Queen, Dave. So here from wonderful London, back to the studio.
Yes, Queen perform for the Queen. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, are you ready for our next headline, Salad listeners? Let me just check, do we have a live connection? Yes, we do. Here it comes. Tycoon's ride in India's cheapest car wins over the internet. So a tycoon is normally like a multi-millionaire. We can say a tycoon. Okay. So a tycoon's ride in India's cheapest car wins over the internet. Okay. So Ghana, al internet, you can win them over. Okay. So it becomes very popular. You win everybody over. Interesting phrasal verb. So a tycoon's ride in India's cheapest car wins over the internet. Okay, we're going over live to India. Who do we have? We have Yuri Brennan. He's now our international correspondent. We're sending him many places. Yuri is in India. Yuri, can you hear me?
That's right, Dave. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to travel to many different places. So what can I tell you? Yes, Indian tycoon Ratan Tata is being praised on social media for traveling in one of the world's cheapest cars.
Okay, did you catch that, salad listener? So Indian tycoon, or we can say multimillionaire tycoon, Ratan Tata is being praised on social media, elogiado, no? Praised on social media for traveling in one of the world's cheapest cars.
Yes, that's right. So the chairman emeritus of the Tata Group, Mr. Tata, is known for his simplicity. When he traveled in the Nano, which his firm launched in 2019, but ceased production 10 years later, he revived the frenzy over the car.
So the Nano. So he's the chairman of the Tata Group, okay? He's known for his simplicity. So this car, it's a tiny little car. I've seen a picture, you know, it was launched in 2019. It's called the Nano, but it ceased production 10 years later. But now he's reviving the frenzy over the car.
Yes, that's right. So this car, the Nano, it was launched amid great fanfare as a compact, with a base model costing just 10,000 rupees. That's about $1,979 or £1,366.
Wow, so under $2,000 for this car. It's very compact. You see these tiny little cars parked. Now you can rent little cars. I've seen them. A lot more electric these days. So these small cars, very compact. So 100,000 rupees, less than $2,000, you could buy it.
Yes, that's right. But after the initial success and euphoria, the brand began to lose out to other manufacturers due to issues with production and marketing. Now the first batch of 100,000 Nanos was sold through a lottery, with demand exceeding supply. But the demand kept decreasing in subsequent years. And Mr. Tata in 2012 admitted that mistakes were made with the launch of the Nano. However, the Nano project has remained close to his heart, and he often described it as an affordable car for all Indians. So, very interesting. But his ride in the Nano surprised many, who pointed out the man who also owns the firm that manufactures the Jaguar and Land Rovers. And his ride to Mumbai's iconic Taj Hotel, which is also owned by the Tatas, on Tuesday was described by many as a masterclass in simple living.
Okay, so he rode. I mean, it's not confirmed if he drove himself, but he rode in the car. Maybe he had a chauffeur or not. Okay, it says he rode in the car, not he drove. Okay. So he rode to Mumbai's iconic Taj, hotel, which is owned by him. But, in this little car, which is the world's cheapest car. So it's been described as a masterclass in simple living.
Yes, that's right. So after popular paparazzi posted a video of Mr. Tata at the Taj, the hotel, Indian social media started buzzing with praises for the business tycoon. So many videos were there, and the video brought back memories of the car that was once described as the most affordable car in the world. And it took India by storm. Now, Mr. Tata also talked about why the Nana was so special to him a few days ago on social media. So, yes, meanwhile, some reports suggest that the Tata Group is planning to relaunch the Nano as an electric car.
Well, that would make sense. So the world's cheapest car being relaunched as an electric car. So this could be a masterclass in marketing, not just simple living.
Yes, that's true. Many Indian and global firms have been trying to capture the growing electric car market. But experts say India still needs to invest heavily in charging stations and supply chain management to make it a viable option for car makers. So, yes, Ratan Tata. Yes, our tycoon's ride in India's cheapest car wins over the internet. You know, people are praising him for what he's doing, his simplicity. So let's see. Maybe, like you said, some kind of a publicity stunt.
A publicity stunt, truco de marketing. Maybe it's a publicity stunt, but at the same time, if he's traveling in a cheap little car, that's also good. But I think rebranding it and relaunching it as a electric car, there's definitely a market there, surely.
That's right. So, yes, in the meantime, Indians are loving him here and praising him. So, yes, here from India, back to the studio, Dave.
So there you have it, the Nano car. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see a picture of it. It looks like many of these, like, small, compact cars that you see around. So, yeah, so he's a tycoon and he's, you know, driving around in the world's cheapest car. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, what do you think, salad listeners? Would you buy a tiny car to drive around in? Why not? So let's have a look. Well, actually, we'll stay tuned on the Queen's Jubilee concert, you know. Queen playing, you know, for the Queen. That could be fun. So let's have a look. What do we have? We have our conundrum, salad listeners. Who remembers what our conundrum was? Well, let's refresh your memories here. Here it is. We need to get blank blank the job at hand. So maybe you've just joined us. We gave you a few seconds there to try and work out, you know, what it could be, no? To work out, to solve, to work out the answer there. So we need to get blank blank the job at hand. Now, I believe I let slip the second, you know, preposition there at the beginning of the program. But anyway, so we need to get on with the job at hand. That's right, salad listeners. Okay. We need to get on with the job at hand. So it's interesting. So, the job at hand is just a set expression, you know? There's a job at hand, okay? So, to get on with something is a very useful phrasal verb, to get on with something. So, imagine, you know, you receive an email. Hey, we need to do this, and we need to increase our productivity, and, okay, I'll get on to it, or I'll get on with it right away, okay? So, ponerse con algo, okay? Hacerlo. So, for example, another use could be, in this case, my son comes home from school, you know, and he's like, can I do this? Can I do that? You know, can I have a snack? You know, can I play on the Nintendo Switch? And I said, well, why don't you get on with your homework? So, ponerse con, ponte con los deberes, get on with your homework. Okay, so it's a pretty useful salad, listeners. Okay, so we need to get on with the job at hand. So what's the job at hand? Pues ahora dice el trabajo entre manos. So we say the job at hand. Okay, now then, salad listeners, of course we have another conundrum coming up. Because, you know, we always have two conundrums on the program. And what else do we have? Well, we have indirect questions because, you know, I had an email from Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. He sent me an email today saying, and he wants to review this because he's been hearing a lot of people making mistakes with indirect questions. Let's have a direct question. What time is it? But indirect question. Do you know what time it is? So the common mistake, do you know what time is it? Okay. But a direct question. What time is it? Do you know what time it is? So this is the classic mistake we've been hearing. So we're going to have a look at some examples of a masterclass in indirect questions with Alan Parsons. He'll stay for us as well because he also has some expressions. You know, he loves idioms in English. An idiom is an expression or a saying, un dicho we can say. So stay tuned for that because it's coming right up.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Baugan Radio.
How do you say conquistar in English? Conquer, to conquer. With Vaughan, you will conquer the English language and make it your friend and accomplice in becoming an effective communicator.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughan via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Escúchanos en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar. Descarga la app de Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTVE a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado. Te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
Estás escuchando.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening.
Vaughan Radio.
We're back again with the salad. Now then, let's begin with a bang, as we like to do. Let's have our second conundrum of the day. Are you ready? He gave blank all his possessions and went traveling blank the world. Okay. I'll repeat that for you. He gave blank all his possessions and went traveling blank the world. What'd you think? So, these are a couple of prepositions here. We shall reveal this at the end of the program. Okay, and we'll break it down a little bit. So one more time, he gave blank all his possessions and went traveling blank the world. Okay, so stay tuned for that. Now it's time for Grammar Points! Now then, as promised, we have Grammar Point with indirect questions. So I gave him a big introduction, you know, before the break. So we have some indirect questions. I promised a masterclass. What do you have for us?
Yes, so it's very true, as you were saying, Dave. I've been hearing a lot of mistakes with indirect questions lately. So I want to make sure that we're not making silly mistakes with this. Okay, so of course it's going to have a question word. Okay, it could be what, where, who, how many, etc. Okay, plus subject, plus verb, you see. So, yes, the typical mistake, as you said before, yes. Do you know what time it is a direct question. Indirect question. Direct question, what time is it? But the indirect question, do you know what time it is? So it's a question word, what, in this case, or what time, plus the subject, it, plus the verb. Do you know what time it is? Okay. Typical mistake would be, do you know what time is it? So let's practice with this, shall we?
Absolutely. Let's practice to make sure we're not making any silly mistakes with our indirect questions. Now then, so, we're going to have the question word, what, where, who, how many, etc., plus the subject, plus the verb at the end in this case, okay? So let's have a look. Are you ready to practice, salad listeners? Good example. What time is it? A direct question. Do you know what time it is? With a verb at the end there, okay? Interact with us here. This is the interactive part of the program. All we have to do is translate this into perfect English. Over to you, Alan, for our first example.
¿Sabes qué es esto?
Do you know what this is? Do you know what this is? Typical mistake, do you know what is this? No, do you know what this is? With the verb at the end. So it's what plus the subject this plus the verb. Do you know what this is? Okay, salad listeners. So keep working with us here. Keep translating these. Keep practicing your English with us. Next.
¿Alguien sabe dónde están mis libros?
Okay, so does anybody know where my books are? So in this case, where plus the subject plus the verb. Does anybody know where my books are? Again, typical mistake. Does anybody know where are my books? No. Does anybody know where my books are? Okay. Good one, salad listeners. Are you ready for another one? I know you are.
¿No te acuerdas dónde vive ella?
Good. So it's also a negative question. Okay. A negative indirect question. I like it. ¿No te acuerdas dónde vive ella? So I think there's a lot of scope to make a mistake here. It's just a question in present tense. So don't you, not you don't you. In this case, don't plus, so it's don't plus you don't you. Don't you remember where she lives? Don't you remember where she lives? Okay. Now here, sometimes people might add in, okay, maybe don't you remember where does she live? You sometimes hear people adding in an auxiliary verb there. But you've already got the don't, so don't you remember where she lives, salad listeners? Okay. Good.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, we don't need the auxiliary verb there. Of course, we have it at the beginning, don't you? So don't you remember where she lives? ¿No puedes decir por qué no estuviste en la reunión?
No puedes decir. O no puedes decirme, maybe. You know? So we could say, no puedes decir, literally, can't you say why you weren't in the meeting or possibly at the meeting? Okay. Me puedes. No me puedes. What do we say? What, can you just repeat the question?
What I have written down here was, ¿me puedes decir por qué no estuviste en la reunión?
Ah, me puedes decir. Okay, all right, okay. I thought it was negative for a minute. Okay, me puedes decir. So you could say, would be if it were negative, yeah? Can't you say why you weren't at the meeting? But me puedes decir, okay. Can you tell me why you weren't in the meeting? I prefer at the meeting. I tend to use in a meeting for real time. I can't speak right now. I'm in a meeting. Okay. But I was at a meeting yesterday with the general manager and he told me that's how I would use it anyway. So can you tell me why you weren't at the meeting? I would say, because it's not in real time in this case. If you say in, that's fine.
¿Sabes qué hora es?
Aha, this is the classic. Do you know what time it is? Not what time is it. Do you know what time it is? That's right, salad listeners. Excellent stuff. Yes, grammar points. Now then, that was round one, asalto uno. Are you ready for round two? Just to nail this down. Clavarlo, rematarlo. Let's go. Let's keep going. Keep interacting with us here. Translate these into perfect English.
No sé por qué él dijo eso.
What do you think? I don't know why he said that. Okay. Now, here the typical mistake would be, I don't know why, you know, did he say that or something like that, but we don't need the auxiliary verb as part of the question. Okay. I don't know why he said that. Okay, salad listeners.
Me van a decir lo que quiere ella.
Okay. They're going to tell me what she wants. They're going to tell me what she wants. Not they're going to tell me what does she want. No, they're going to tell me what she wants. Okay?
Sé lo que hiciste el verano pasado.
Oh, último verano. Okay. I know what you did. Again, what you did. I know what you did last summer. Okay. I know what you did last summer.
Okay, a couple more here, Dave. The penultimate one. No me acuerdo de cuántas cervezas tomé anoche.
Uh-huh. If you can't remember, okay, too many. So, no me acuerdo de cuántas cervezas tomé anoche. I can't remember how many beers I had last night. Okay? That's right. I can't remember how many beers I had last night. Okay? We have the last one. So translate this into perfect English to go out on a high note, salad listeners. Are you ready?
Ella no sabe lo que estabas haciendo cuando sucedió.
Okay, so she doesn't know what you were doing when it happened. She doesn't know what you were doing when it happened. So what you. She doesn't know what you were doing when it happened. Okay, salad listeners?
Yes, that's right. So this is actually part one. I want to look at part two another day just to go into more detail on this. But anyway, in the meantime, ta-ta for now.
This has been Indirect Questions on Grammar Points. Express yourself. Yeah, so it's Express Yourself, as promised, expressions with hats. So we have some music to get us in the feel, okay, to get us in the mood. You can leave your hat on. Who sings that, anyone? Okay, Mr. Joe Cocker, that's right. Can you think of any other songs with hats in the title? Oh, can you think of any expressions with hats in the title? Because hats can mean different things. Sombrero, maybe, is the most commonly used one for expressions, as in hats. Okay? So, let's have a look. So, we have Alan Parsons here. He stayed here with us, and he's going to teach us some expressions with hats. Okay, over to you, Alan.
Right, okay. Yes, the first expression, to eat one's hat. To eat one's hat. So we have something like this. I'll give you an expression in Spanish. Se acaba el trabajo dentro del plazo previsto. Yo soy Napoleón.
So we have to use to eat your hat. Comerse el sombrero. Se acaba el trabajo dentro del plazo previsto. Yo soy Napoleón. Wow. So in this case, we can say to meet the deadline. They complete el plazo or something like that. So if they meet the deadline, I'll eat my hats. So in this case, yo soy Napoleón, I'll eat my hat. Me como el sombrero. Okay? I'll eat my hats.
Right, yes. To take your hat off to someone. Okay, so me quito el sombrero ante ellos.
Ah, so to take your hat off, this is the same expression. so you can get it into your active English immediately. So, me quito sombrero ante ellos. So I take my hat off to them. Okay, I take my hat off to them. You could just say hats off to them, the shorter version, or I take my hat off to them, or just hats off to them. Okay, in plural, if you like. So to take your hat off to someone, okay? So que quitarse el sombrero ante alguien, take your hat off to someone. I take my hat off to them. It's the same one. Get that into your active English. Let's have another one.
Yes, to be old hat. Okay, not to be new, to be old hat. Esa no es ninguna novedad.
That's old hat. Es un sombrero antiguo, un sombrero viejo. Okay, esa no es ninguna novedad. That's old hats. Now then, okay, salad listeners. So we've had, okay, if they meet the deadline, I'll eat my hat. I take my hat off to them. That's old hat. There's nothing new. It's old hat. It's un sombrero viejo. It's an old hat. It's, rather than just it's old hat. Okay? It's nothing new. So let's have another expression with hats.
Yes, so we can say, hold on to your hat. Okay? So here in Spanish we have, agárrate, este va a ser un mal aterrizaje.
So here we would say, hold on to your hat. Literally, agárrate al sombrero, hold on to your hats. This is going to be a bumpy landing. I think it's a difficult landing. So to land is aterrizar, a landing. So bumpy, boom, 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 boom. So hold on to your hat. This is going to be a bumpy landing.
Right. So to have, for example, in this case, a teacher's hat on means you're playing the role of someone. So se ha puesto en plan profesor.
Ah, so si ha puesto en plan profesor, we can say he's got his teacher's hat on. Okay? So si ha puesto en plan profesor, he's got, so, you know, all of a sudden, it could be me, I'm out with my friends. You know, I start correcting their English. Well, they could be Spanish friends, you know, or English. Okay. So who've been living in Spain for too long? No, so, you know, I got some Spanish friends. Imagine I start correcting their English. He goes, oh, look, Dave, you know, he's got his teacher's hat on. So that's when you're kind of playing a role. You've got that hat on. So he's got his teacher's hat on. That's right. Let's keep going. Let's have another one.
Yes, to keep something under your hat is to keep something a secret.
Okay, so to keep something under your hat is to keep something a secret. Well, let's have a look at an example.
Él va a dimitir, pero de esto no digas ni pío.
So, dimitir, how can we say that? To resign. So, he's going to resign, but keep it under your hat. Guárdalo debajo el sombrero. So, he's going to resign, okay, but keep it under your hat. Okay, salad listeners? Are you ready? So a bit of music to keep us in the mood. Are you ready? Let's have another expression with hat, salad listeners. Are you ready? Let's go.
Right, okay, Dave. So to keep it under your hat was the last one we had. Yes, to throw your hat into the ring. So, otro ministro ha decidido echarse al ruedo.
So you throw your hat into the ring. Now, the ring is the boxing ring, the boxeo. You throw your hat into the ring. Okay. Echarse al ruedo. So otro ministro ha decidido echarse al ruedo. So another minister has decided to throw his hat into the ring. Another minister has decided to throw his hat into the ring, salad listeners. Okay? Sounds good. So, let's have another one. We have three more. Are you ready?
Right, to pass the hat around. So I think you have the same expression in Spanish. So, pasamos la gorra.
Is there a question? Pasamos la gorra? So, obviously, a hat can also be gorra. It can be sombrero, gorra. There's different things we can use hat for. So, pasamos la gorra. Shall we pass the hat around? We could say, or let's pass the hat around. Or shall we? It's a polite suggestion. Shall we pass the hat around? Okay. Pasar la gorra, to pass the hat around. So we have the same expression in English as in Spanish. So you can get that into your active English immediately. Okay, let's go. We have two left.
Yes, to pull something out of the hat. So it's, I mean, literally like a magic trick. You know, magicians obviously quite often pull something out of their hat, like a rabbit, for example. So a ver si él se saca algo de la manga.
So we could say, let's see if he's able to pull something out of the hat. Okay, like a magician. Now it's true, we could say, let's see what he's got up his sleeve. Okay, in la manga, the sleeve, to have up your sleeve, we also have that. So let's see, you know, what he's got up his sleeve is an option. Or using hat, let's see if he's able to pull something out of the hat or out of his hat. If you like a magician, they have a top hat and they pull a bunch of flowers or a rabbit out of their hat. So to pull something out of the hat, we have one last expression here. Are you ready, salad listeners?
Yes, so to talk through one's hat.
To talk through, hablar a través del sombrero. To talk through your hat. Okay, I think it makes sense.
So I'm just going to give you the example in Spanish here. Él está hablando sin ton ni son.
He's talking through his hat.
Yes, yes, yes. You can leave your hat on.
So to talk through your hat, you know? Él está hablando sin ton ni son. He's talking through his hat. So we've seen, salad listeners, if they meet the deadline, I'll eat my hat. I take my hat off to them.
Turn on the light.
That's old hats.
Come over here.
Hold on to your hat. This is going to be a bumpy landing. He's got his teacher's hat on. He's going to resign, but keep it under your hat. Another minister has decided to throw his hat into the ring. Now then, we have three more that we looked at. Can you remember these ones, salad listeners? Shall we pass the hat around? Let's see if he's able to pull something out of the hat. And to finish off, last but not least, he's talking through his hat. Now then, So I hope I haven't been talking through my hat today, you know, for the last hour. So let's have a look. Anyway, we hope you enjoy those expressions with hat. Try and get some of those into your active English. Some of them are very similar or the same in Spanish. It's a good way to get them into active English. If they're the same, you can start using them straight away. Let's just recap with our conundrum. It was, he gave blank all his possessions and went traveling blank the world. What do you think, salad listeners? He gave away all his possessions and went traveling around the world. So to give away is regalar. Often seen as regalar sin querer. You don't need something anymore. You can give it away. So he gave away all his possessions and went traveling around the world. Alrededor del mundo, around the world. So he gave away all his possessions and went traveling around the world, salad listeners. So thanks for listening to the program today. It's always a pleasure. But stay tuned because we have Kyle Miller right here. He's coming up with Drive Time, salad listeners. So there's still plenty to come. So stay tuned for that. And of course, we'll see you next time on The Salads.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution, a painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba